Lighthouse Pool on the 9th of April and Exeter University Great Hall on the 10th. Get your tickets at bsolive.com.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
Multi-point inspection, tick. Full history check, tick. £750 deposit contribution, tick.
Every used SEAT is thoroughly checked by a trained technician. However, during the SEAT-approved used event, selected vehicles come with one more check. £750 towards your deposit at 11.4% APR representative. Offer ends 30th of April, so clock's ticking.
Tick, 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 tick.
Search SEAT used cars. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan on vehicles up to 3 years old. Participating retailers only. Indemnities may be required. T's and C's apply. SEAT Finance.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, the Prime Minister says the UK will respond to Donald Trump's new tariffs with a cool and calm head. The US President announced sweeping import levies, including 10% on goods coming from Britain. Sir Keir Starmer has been addressing business leaders at number 10.
Nobody wins in a trade war. That is not in our national interest. Negotiations on an economic prosperity deal, one that strengthens our existing trading relationship, they continue, and we will fight for the best deal for Britain.
Other countries face much higher tariffs from Saturday, with Chinese products subject to a 54% tariff. It's prompted a furious response from many world leaders.
The series of measures will directly affect millions of Canadians. We are going to fight these tariffs.
The global economy will massively suffer. Uncertainty will spiral.
For Australia, these tariffs are not unexpected. But let me be clear, they are totally unwarranted.
Most EU products will be taxed at 20%. The FTSE 100 has dropped sharply on opening this morning. A short time ago, the index was down 100 points, more than 1%, at 85.05. More than 3,000 people are now known to have died after last week's earthquake in Myanmar. The Disasters Emergency Committee is starting an appeal to raise money for 15 UK aid organisations. The Education Secretary is going to call for more men to become teachers. Bridget Phillipson will use a speech to say boys' behaviour and their influences are a defining issue of our time. Greenpeace protesters have scaled a building near the Foreign Office in Westminster. They are calling for the government to sign an international agreement to protect our oceans. The activists unfurled a banner aimed at the Foreign Secretary, reading, "Lammy, don't dally." And two iconic large-scale paintings by artist William Hogarth are being restored at St. Bartholomew's Hospital. He painted The Good Samaritan and The Pool of Bethesda for what was his local hospital between 1735 and 37. It's part of a £9.5 million project to revamp the Grade 1 listed north wing of the building. The weather, another breezy day with plenty of warm sunshine, becoming cloudier in parts of southern England later, a high of 19 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for Classic FM, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Oh, would you look at this perfect mid-morning. The sun is up and all morning mists have evaporated, apart from the one bubbling from the urn on the trolley.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
This is Classic FM.
Thank you.
That was the second movement of Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings, and we heard Amsterdam Sinfonietta under Candida Thompson. And just before that, Simon Rattle was conducting the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra in Jupiter, the bringer of jollity from Holst's Planets. Good morning, AA. This comes from Anna. For North Creedy Choral Society, while on the subject of concerts this Saturday, the 5th of April, a reminder to those living in Devon that a performance of Handel's Messiah is happening at Holy Cross Church, Crediton, at 7:30 p.m. Orchestra, professional soloists, and a terrific choir. Tickets £10 at the door. Refreshments during interval. It's going to be a brilliant evening. Of course it is, Anna. So please do come. There we are, tons of lovely things for people to get up to this Saturday. A perfect way to spend an early spring Saturday. Well, I shall have another track from my album of the week shortly after we have heard the slow movement of Grieg's Piano Concerto, performed for us on Classic FM by Stephen Huff and the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
The second movement of Grieg's piano concerto. Stephen Huff was our piano soloist with the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra under Andrew Litton. And that means it is time for another track from my exceptional Classic FM album of the week from the ensemble Pygmalion and their director Raphael Pichon, performing Bach's B minor Mass. Now, the Sanctus from the Mass in B minor was actually the first movement to be composed by Bach. He wrote it for a performance on Christmas Day, 1724, the same year as he'd just premiered his St. John Passion, in fact. But in this recording, just enjoy how Pichon Hans, he's got a double choir here, and he gives full rein to the angelic host element, blowing like a constant wind throughout. It feels very sort of golden age of Hollywood, but never too much. It's just another masterful touch from Pichon.
Thank you.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
The opening movement of Haydn's Concerto for Flute and Oboe, number 3, played by Ana de la Vega with Ramon Ortega Cuero and the Trondheim soloists under Geir Inge Lotzberg. And just ahead of that, that mighty Sanctus from the Bach B minor Mass. Beautiful, Raphael Pichon. And Pygmalion. Well, in a moment we should be hearing Brahms' Hungarian Dance No. 5 and the overture to Mozart's opera Don Giovanni. First, though, here's what Jonathan Ross is up to this weekend on Classic FM.
Every Friday and Saturday evening on Classic FM,
we take you to your favourite cinematic worlds. With Jonathan Ross as your guide.
Yes, I'm a huge believer in the power of film music. It builds atmosphere, creates new worlds, tells us so much about the characters. And most importantly, it makes you feel. I'd love to share that with you.
Classic FM at the movies.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
Tomorrow evening from 7.
Classic FM.
Herbert Spencer's Underneath the Stars. Charlie Siem was our violin soloist there with the Munich Radio Orchestra under Paul Goodwin. You are listening to Classic FM. Time now to hear Schubert and his Symphony No. 5.
Thank you. This is Classic FM.
Hungarian Dance Number 5, played by Daniel Hope with the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic Orchestra under Zachary Oromo. And before that, the opening movement of Schubert's Symphony Number 5. And we heard Neville Mariner directing the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. You are listening to Classic FM. That's the overture to Mozart's opera Don Giovanni, played by Arcangelo under Jonathan Cohen. And from Mozart to Jerome Morris, whose score to The Big Country was nominated for an Oscar. And while it's somewhat reminiscent of Aaron Copland, Morris himself attributed his unique sound to his first experience of the Great Plains, which he visited in 1936. "I got to the edge of town," he said, "and walked out on the flat land with a marvellous feeling of being alone in the vastness of the mountains, cutting off the horizon." Well, here is the main theme. Jerome Morris's theme to The Big Country. That was José Cerebrier with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra bringing us up to news and weather time with Lottie. In the next hour, we should be hearing Mendelssohn's Spring Song, which I think is appropriate, and part of Rodrigo's Fantasia para un Gentil Hombre. In a moment on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Experience the incredible true story of Welsh icon Richard Burton.
Mr. Burton, I want to be an actor.
On his journey to become one of the greatest actors of all time.
This is the chance to establish yourself as a classical actor in the most prestigious theatre in the world.
Starring BAFTA winner Toby Jones, Leslie Manville and Harry Lawty.
Make something of yourself.
In cinemas, April 4th. Find tickets at mrburtonfilm.co.uk.
Turn your solo into a duet. Sign up for free to browse profiles and find someone on your wavelength at classicfmromance.com.
This Easter at Lidl, we're hatching something special. Try our Good Housekeeping Institute taste-approved layered Easter eggs with caramelised biscuit or gooey salted caramel in between smooth milk chocolate.
Now that's big on quality.
And always Lidl on price. Subject to availability, selected stores, GB only.
This spring, transform your home in a flash with Hillary's. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, in our flash event, get an extra 10% off everything until the 17th of April, including an extra 10% off all blinds, curtains, shutters and awnings in our sale. And with Hillary's, measuring and fitting is always included. Book your appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. But be quick. Extra 10% off everything ends the 17th of April. Conditions apply.
Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, enjoy up to 50% off selected subscriptions at Find My Past. Find your relatives in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover them keeping calm and carrying on. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VEday and claim up to 50% off today. Your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the call of the chiff-chaff. This is the call of the willow warbler. Hear the difference? Thankfully, some things are obvious. Like choosing Interactive Investor for your ISA and personal pension. With 30 years' experience, over 430,000 customers, and a rating of excellent on Trustpilot, the choice is obvious. Search Interactive Investor. Investment values can go down as well as up. You could get back less than you invest.
Meet Jamal.
Hey.
Jamal's just reversed into another car. And of all the people...
Oh, no.
It's his ex. How's he going to deal with this awkward situation? Thankfully, Jamal's got car insurance with Aviva. If you've had an accident, we'll talk to everyone else involved so you won't have to, Jamal.
Phew.
Helping you put the pieces together to get you back on track. It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 12, Sir Starmer has promised to respond with cool and calm heads to Donald Trump's new trade tariffs. The UK is facing a 10% tax on goods imported to the US, lower than the 20% rate imposed on the EU and 54% on China. The new levies are on top of a 25% tax on foreign-made cars. Shadow Home Secretary Chris Philp has rejected suggestions the UK has been let off lightly.
Dozens and dozens of countries have the same 10% tariffs on all goods and 25% on cars, just the same as us, from Costa Rica to Colombia, from Peru to Paraguay. So we're not getting any special deal or special treatment. These tariffs are based on, essentially, reciprocation.
Asian and European markets have fallen sharply, with the FTSE 100 down by more than 1% this morning. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the announcement is a major blow.
The global economy will massively suffer. Uncertainty will spiral and trigger the rise of further protectionism. The consequences will be dire for millions of people around the globe, also for the most vulnerable countries.